Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. You'll walk away from each episode with actionable tips you can test immediately. You'll hear from the best minds in marketing who will share tactics, quick wins, and pitfalls to avoid. We'll also dig into life, pop culture, and the chaos that is our everyday. I'm Jay Schwedelson. Let's do this, not that. We are back for Ask Us Anything from the Do This Not That podcast presented by Marigold. This is our short episode where all week long we get in questions. We get in work questions and we get in ridiculous questions. We try to tackle one of each. And if you want to submit a question, you would be awesome. All you do is go to jschwedelson.com. There's a button that says podcast, another one that says Ask Us Anything. And we love it. That's how we do the show. So let's jump right into it. Let's do the work question first. We got a question from Jane from Las Vegas. Oh, I'm so bad at gambling. That's what I think of when I think of Vegas. I'm so bad at it. I mean, I don't know if anybody's good at it. But the problem is with me is I feel pressure. So like I won't sit down at a blackjack table because I know that if I hit on the wrong time I get the cards, it'll screw up the guy or girl next to me if I hit at the wrong time. So I actually care less about winning than I do about screwing everybody up and them getting angry at me. And so I only go to things where I can't screw everybody else up, like roulette. If I pick a number, that's not screwing everybody else up. But in general, I just don't like it. It just stresses me out, the whole thing. So anyway, Jane, I know that's not your question. What is your question? Jay, I saw an ad on Facebook for one of your B2B conferences that you were promoting. Why would you run a B2B ad on Facebook? Well, first of all, that's cool that you saw it. And good job by me targeting you because you're obviously in the right audience and we found you. But the truth of the matter is, I'm glad you're asking this question. We've been doing this for all my agency clients and also for all of our own events that we put on. This is wild. We have tested this a zillion different ways and we have run business-to-business campaigns. I'm going to talk about consumer in a second, but business-to-business campaigns on all the different platforms, okay? Obviously, you know, LinkedIn and X and Facebook and Instagram everywhere. And really, to our surprise, we are seeing the lowest cost per acquisition for business-to-business campaigns, especially events. If you're promoting a webinar of any kind or an event, we're actually seeing the lowest cost per acquisition and the highest quality people registering from the ads that we're running on Facebook for business to business, which is really was shocking to us. It absolutely beat LinkedIn. It beat every other platform. And I'm talking about straight up boring B2B webinars, B2B events. If you're not testing into Facebook, you are missing out because the targeting that you could do there is incredible. And Meta, who owns Facebook, they will tell you all, they have all this content out there. They're sharing it. This is from Meta. Okay. They tell you, okay, that for business decision makers, the median amount of time spent on Facebook per day is 74% higher than other people on their own platform, right? Let's say you're targeting IT decision makers. Facebook just recently released this data, okay, that IT decision makers are 2.2 times, that's over 200% times more likely to be a daily active user than anybody else on their platform. The people are there. So if you're not testing Facebook for B2B, especially for your webinars and events, I think you're missing out on potentially the best paid marketing opportunity got. This is for paid media. Now, the interesting thing is on the consumer side, we're seeing the script flipped, okay? LinkedIn for consumer offers is crushing it. This is with all of our clients that we're seeing. LinkedIn running direct-to-consumer or other types of consumer offers on LinkedIn, we are seeing a 30% higher average engagement rate for consumer offers on LinkedIn than for business offers on LinkedIn. You're like, why? That doesn't even make any sense. And here's why. Number one, LinkedIn has a billion people on it. So everybody's there. You always want to go where your audience is, okay? And I don't know if you felt this, but over the last 6 months, LinkedIn has gotten a little bit more kind of like, not consumery, but you're seeing more kind of lo-fi content, more content that's like human being related. But the secret sauce thing that nobody thinks about with LinkedIn and consumer marketing is that you want to upload your target audiences, right? You want to take your database that you have and you want to market to your database on LinkedIn. You want to find the people in your database, you want to market to them on LinkedIn. When you upload your consumer database, what are you uploading there? You're uploading consumer addresses, you know, j@gmail.com. You're like, but that won't work on LinkedIn because I'm trying to target business people. But here's the thing that people don't realize. When people register with LinkedIn, what are they registering with? What email address? They don't give their work email address, okay? Because if they move from one job to another. So all of LinkedIn's database is populated with consumer addresses. So when you upload your consumer database for targeting of who you want to target on LinkedIn, your match rate is super high because that's all that LinkedIn has is the consumer addresses. This is actually the thing that holds back business marketers on LinkedIn because when they upload their business database with all their B2B email addresses and domains, they don't get a good match rate for targeting because all that LinkedIn has is consumer addresses. So if you're a consumer marketer and you're not testing LinkedIn, that's a fail. And if you're a business marketer and you're not really testing into Facebook specifically, I'm not even talking about Instagram, you are missing out. All right, before we get into the ridiculous question, let's talk about Marigold. They are the exclusive sponsor of this podcast and they're my email sending platform. Listen, it's the time of year where you're thinking, my platform stinks. I think I need a new platform. There's no way you like your platform. I am telling you, I really like my platform. Now, Marigold is a roll-up of companies like Emma and Sailthrough and Campaign Monitor and Live Clicker, all these companies. I said to them, listen, I don't want to just promote a piece of content. I want the people that listen to this ridiculous podcast to get a special deal. I want them to experience Marigold. They said, okay, we're going to hook you up. So they're giving listeners of this podcast 50% off of Emma, which is like the best platform, their sending platform. And if you're a giant sender, they're waiving implementation fees. That is a massive cost savings. If you want to get these offers, whether you're big or small, consumer, B2B, doesn't matter, you go to jschwedelson.com/save. jschwedelson.com/save. The information's there. You can get the offers. I am telling you, it is worth your time. All right. Let's get into the ridiculous question. We got a question in from Rob from San Francisco. Rob, what's your question? Jay, what was your first job? Ooh, I like this. What was my first job? This is going to come out so bad. Oh, no. All right. So, I mean, I was like 14 or 15, and I wanted to meet girls. That's what I wanted to do. And I said to myself, what type of job could I get where I can meet other girls? This was my idea. And I said, I know, because I go to the mall. And in my mall at the time, there used to be a store called The Limited. And The Limited was a women's clothing store. Okay. And they sold, I don't know, all sorts of women's clothing. I said, if I got a job there, then all the other high school kids that would, you know, come and shop in there, I would meet them. This was my idea of how I was going to get a girlfriend and how I was going to meet girls. This was my brainchild. So they had a job opening for a stock boy, a stock person, whatever it was. So I applied for that job and I got the job. This is the worst job of all time and everybody hated me. So what I did was I would sit in the back area of The Limited, like this stock room. And that's where all the clothing was, all the boxes of all the stuff and everything. And I had two jobs. I had to put the sensors, those, you know, the things that make it beep when you leave the store. I had to put the sensors on all the clothing, which was the most annoying thing of all time. And then what would happen is anytime a salesperson, you ever, you know, go to a salesperson like, oh, do you have this and this size? They go, oh, let me go check. Well, that person would then come in the back and they would yell at me and they go, I need a medium in this shirt and I need it right now. And I had no idea what was going on. I mean, I had gotten no training and I would run around in this massive stock room with just boxes everywhere. It was totally unorganized and I would try to find the thing. And the reason I said everyone hated me was that like, I didn't know where anything was. And so these people were trying to make a sale because that was how they made money and whatever. And they were older. Nobody in there was 15. Everybody in there was like, you know, in their 20s. It was like their job for real. And so they'd be like, you suck at this. I need it right now. You got the wrong color. You're an idiot. I would spend hours just getting yelled at by all of these people. And I was horrible at the job. And I met nobody because I was stuck in the back. The whole thing was a fail. So that was my first job. That just like gave me back, like it like triggered me. Oh my God. So yeah, I don't even know if they're still in business anymore, but probably out of business because of me. Anyway, thanks for being here. You are awesome. Please, two things. I would love for you to leave this a review because that's how this thing circulates. And just, you know, or if it sucks, you can leave and say it sucks. That's part of it too. But then we have our longer episode at the end of the week. I hope you check it out and hit me up at jschwandelson.com. We can partner there. We can work together. We can hang out. That's my world. So thanks for being here. Keep it real. Bye. You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketers. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. Guruevents.com. Check it out.